Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for choosing to attend this session. This is going to be about data quality and how it is seen by data consumers. I want to stress the plural because there are different data consumers and different needs. Something shortly about me. You can see I even have a Wikidata item over there. Well, in briefly, my name is Alessandro. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Southampton. And my research focuses mainly on Wikidata and its data quality, and how this is determined by the community dynamics in the platform. What have we done so far? Well, first of all, we have looked at how users evolve along their activity on Wikidata. Afterwards, we looked at the quality of external references, and as an anticipation, I could say they are generally good. And finally, we looked at how group position relates to item quality. So, why quality? Well, there are many reasons to look at quality. Everybody is crazy, but everyone is interested in quality. First of all, we want to know how good Wikidata is, how successful it is, and how good the community wants to know how they're doing. Sorry, I said. Second, of course, knowing about quality is important to know how we can improve and what issues need to be fixed. But finally, it is important to know, like studying quality, it's important to know what Wikidata can be used for. Because basically, the fact is, data quality is fitness for purpose. This is the most common definition of quality. What does this mean? Well, sorry, what does this mean? Well, it's basically, you have a task at hand, and data has to be good enough to allow you to successfully carry out the task. So I collected some examples of quality assessment or quality related initiatives in Wikidata, and I will go through them and then will comment them. Well, first, you know ORIS. It's a semi-automatic approach to provide quality scores. It's, you can say, pictures, which I've taken from the slides. It's very good because you can say, OK, this edit is likely to be bad, it's likely to be good, and it's a very interesting thing. Then we can have property constraint warnings. This tool allows just people to see that they are about to violate a constraint, and they say, well, just hold on, maybe there's an issue here. Then there's this other initiative. Well, these people from the University of Bolton, they built a system to collect judgments about the completeness of statements. In this case, you can see this page. You know, this is the atom of David Bowie, and someone just said that here that this information was complete. Very nice. Then, you know, going more to a research environment, there was a paper from Brasileiro et al., which analyzed Wikidata taxonomic hierarchies and on the basis of structural relationship that may occur between elements at different levels, and they found some anti-patterns. Basically, they found out that P31, that instance of and subclass of are mixed up very often. To make an example, you can see we have Tim Berners-Lee is considered, at least in the data they looked at, as an instance of a computer scientist. And if you see all the tree up there, we can get to the wrong inference that Tim Berners-Lee is an instance of a profession. This is another wrong. This is another anti-pattern. Then this is the research we carried out about external references. As you can see, they're mostly relevant and authoritative, which are the two criteria we looked at in our evaluation. And well, our approach used crowdsourcing and machine learning. Crowdsourcing because we collected evaluations about a set of references, and then we tested some machine learning approaches to understand how well we could predict the quality of references. I have this thing coming back to me, it's very annoying. Can we do something with the mixer? Okay, thanks. We looked at many different aspects. We looked like quality was whether an item was complete. Another one was taxonomic hierarchies. So what is quality? What are we really talking about? We've seen that values must be accurate. As we've seen, we see that items must be complete. And we see, like I say, consistencies, and we need references. But we can say from that data quality is a complex, a plural concept. In fact, we very often talk about quality dimensions. Like data quality, quality has several dimensions, and several dimensions can be assessed in several ways. So what I tried to do was to build a data quality framework for Wikidata in a request for comment. Which was very theoretical, and I have to apologize actually with the community because I didn't go back to that. But it was not enough. As I said, it was very theoretical. But above all, if you remember, I said at the beginning that data quality is fitness for purpose. But we haven't seen in any of this definition, in any of these studies of data quality, any purpose. We haven't seen like, okay, this is our task, and we want to measure how good Wikidata is with regard to that. So this is where this session comes from. I use the plural, the data consumers, because I'd like to gather with you different points of view about different users, different data consumers, and what their needs are and their quality issues, they encountered, and the different dimensions and whether and how they are important for them. So, as I say, I like to gather with you a consumer's perspective on data quality, to discuss the importance of various quality dimensions, and discuss the requirements of different consumer types. And finally, discuss and highlight different types of quality issues. Yeah. So, the session will be structured in this way. First of all, we will form groups, after we form the groups, we will choose some quality dimension to analyze. I thought about looking at three dimensions more in details instead of going through all of them. Then we will discuss all these dimensions. We will discuss all together about what we found out. And finally, we will summarize what we discussed. So the groups will be 4 or 5 people per group, possibly people with similar data needs. All the notes can be taken here at this address. Now, these are the quality dimensions. I will start by, I will stop talking here, or at least stop this presentation here, and I will start forming the groups, and then we can choose together which quality dimensions we want to talk about. Thank you. Okay, can I remove this? Can I have another way to amplify my voice? Can you hear me like this? Okay. The streaming, can I use that one, please? Thank you. Okay. So I'd like to start forming groups. I was thinking type of data needs could be like people working as developers, people working in research or in museums. So if you please can start, that's a great idea. So we could start with group one, people who are developers and use Wikidata to enhance other data. Okay, 5 people. So you are group one. That's perfect. 41? Okay.
Okay. So we have group one. Group two, other people who use probably also maybe not in research, but they use Vividata for other purposes. They use it every day for work. We might even start you. Okay. Three more people. Two, three, another one, so that we have four. Okay, perfect. Even five, because we are there are many people. Okay. Thank you, group two. So, anybody interested in Wikidata for research? Is this a research group? Okay, you're using every day. Research group? Who wants this guy for research group? Okay, one, we have two. Two or three more people. Another one, very good. It's like I'm selling something here. Can we have another one for the research group? Very good. Okay, you're a glumps. Okay, very good. So you are two. Do you want to... you join them? Okay. Three, I'm sure we can find another one after. Yeah. Oh. Glams? One, two. Well, two. Anybody else wants to join and who's interested in anything related to art? No, we have a group, a nice group here. It's okay, we... Okay, and who's left? Okay, you here? Who's left? You're left. Just join a random group. Join, okay, you can join them. They are just three, maybe. Yeah, probably afterwards. Yes. Yeah, join, don't worry. I can. Okay, just we have groups, which is great. We have the second step here. And we have this. So we have the groups, which is fine. We have four groups, yes. You are the research groups, very good. You are the, we use Wikidata every day, but random? Like, okay, with no specification. You are the Wikidata and Anonymous, very good. Yeah. The important point is to admit you have a problem. And and you are the developers who use Wikidata. Okay, that's great. Okay, now I'd like you to suggest some dimensions. I was thinking about three because there's not much time. And my personal suggestion is to include accuracy and completeness. And if you want any information about the dimension, I could say some word about each of them if any dimension is not clear. So accuracy is whether, you have a fact stated on Wikidata, you have London population, and you have just piece of information and is definitely wrong. It doesn't not correspond to the actual people living in London. Objectivity, well, it's when you have biased data, major to this time, but you can have Donald Trump is tremendous president, tremendous president, and maybe it's biased. You are a fan of Donald Trump. Maybe it's not. No. Then reputation, well, what I mean is that whether it refers to sources, whether there are external sources and they are good. Consistency is what we talked about in the previous session. It's about having consistent hierarchies and, with subclass relationships and instance of relationships that create nice order of trees and don't give conflictual results. And then timeliness is, well, whether data is up to date, completeness, this is kind of clear. This is whether, I would say, whether it refers to labels and mostly to whether there are enough labels for the data to be understandable. And this is whether it's about links to other resources. So who wants to go with accuracy? Raise your hand. Are interested. Just to choose, we have to choose three dimensions. No, I would like to choose three dimensions and go three, all the groups. So, as I say, my suggestion is to go for accuracy and completeness, and then one between patient and. Consistency. Okay, that we could go for accuracy, consistency, and completeness. Okay, the first thing I would like you is just talk in your group about why this dimension A is important for you. First one will be accuracy, and what are the requirements you expect? What is that you consider being accurate enough for the task you carry out regularly? And then if you have examples of issues, now this should, I was thinking we should have 4 minutes we could discuss within the groups, and then each group would present what they discussed 1 minute. Perfect. Okay. Okay. And sorry to interrupt the discussion. I would like to ask each group to kind of summarize what they discussed just in 1 minute. This could be a point. I mean, okay, so we can maybe just extend these a little bit instead of having a final discussion. And we have 2 more minutes for each. Okay, or we can actually, each group can present what they discuss about at the end. So they present the 3 dimension. Okay, that's great. Okay, the first 5 minutes have passed. So if you please move to the second dimension, which was completeness, and then we discuss the three dimensions all together. Okay, we have 6 more minutes. I don't know if you have gone through all 3 dimensions or you want to move to the third one. But anyway, we have 6 more minutes, but as soon as everyone is ready, maybe we could discuss all together what we found out or what we... okay, we have 2 more minutes, maybe a bit less. So if you want to summarize within your group so that then we can look at what each group discussed. Thank you. Okay, time is up. So, do we want to start? Well, groups should present what they discussed about and their conclusions, and then we can talk about group thought. Who wants to start? Who's group one? You are group one. I remember you were group one.
I can try to read what I've wrote down here. We talked a lot about the accuracy. What does it mean to us, to the developer? To developers and engineers working on other projects that use Wikidata data, right? We have examples. We have people working on with timelines. This is a graphical approach. If there's an outlier and something is not accurate, it sticks out and it's really annoying. We realized that that it's Another example was political data. Being accurate is super important. If there is just a few outliers, it already hurts very much. There was the wish that I wish we could identify the 5% outliers and just cut them off and better have a subset or that is 100% accurate. People wish that would be possible, but they don't really know how. We realized there are many types of being inaccurate. Some are on a timeline. If something sticks out, you can just cut it off. It's quite easy. But something an example was a gender. If the gender is not male but female, there's not much you can do to identify this mistake. Exposure helps. If it's more exposed and more visible in other places, and there are ways to report errors back, the accuracy should improve over time. This sounds like this is a key element. People wish there are tools to identify such outliers, tools built into Wikibase itself, and make accuracy maybe visible as a percentage when you export data, maybe a confidence score or something like that. Yeah. Should we talk about all the dimensions? Oh, three. Okay, consistency. We talked about completeness, and we realized completeness and consistency go a little along each other. Completeness, we realized there are two ways of being complete when you think about Wikidata things. One is if an item is entirely missing, and the other is if some items are missing crucial properties. This is also then incomplete. You can if the date of birth of some persons is missing, for example. Again, very important when dealing with political data. A best practice approach is to start with a subset. You know very much about, and a subset you can check against third-party databases. Then you can easily find out how complete it is, and then apply what you learned on the larger set of data you want to work with. Again, visualizing makes it more visible. If, for example, images are missing, and in an image grid there's just a placeholder icon, you see it. Again, people wish Wikidata would make completeness more visible, like a completeness score was asked for. A big point was when you start editing or adding a new item or edit item, the property suggester already suggests properties you might want to add, but some are so super crucial you should not even think about creating an item in the first place if you cannot deliver at least these basic data, and have a way to model this in the software would be cool. Then the last dimension we talked about was consistency. The super, super top example people came up with is the class tree, the instance of and subclass of tree. That is super fuzzy and super awkward. It's not possible, in many, many cases, it's not possible to write a simple query to find all horror movies, because they are all modeled in a different way. Especially if you realize that all the Spanish movies use one specific way of being in a class tree and all the German movies using completely different way. Both are consistent in itself, but not consistent across languages. Stuff like that.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I think we need some time to for the other group.
I'm already done.
Okay.
1 second.
Who is group two? Very bad numbers.
Okay, you are.
Okay, we were talking about the three topics. Well, since I think we are short of time, I go on insisting which is the thing. And about completeness, the issues we find were maybe the same than they mentioned, probably. Is related to hierarchies, to correct identification of instances, classes. Also problems that have to deal with Sparkle queries. I mean, you want to get all the horror movies, which properties do I use to guess the actual information? And what we also were talking about was trying to maybe find a solution for this using checks or shackle schemas associated to classes or some kind of extra documentation or guidelines for the users. Not like mandatory constraints, but yes, like more visible instructions of how the shape of the graph is already built in order to try to be consistent and also to try to find easy ways to perform automatic data quality check-ins and related to the other topics.
Yeah, I think you said most of the things already. We discovered similar thoughts about completeness, and I would also like to point out that the next talk in the session will be going in detail about completeness, so maybe we can postpone further thoughts to there.
So apparently we are group three. So we discovered that for us, the quality dimensions are not disjoint, but they have some overlap and some implication on one another. For accuracy, it was important. We noted that accuracy is good because if it's not there, it will hurt our project, it will hurt our application, and it might possibly hurt our users. For example, if we provide the wrong license to a data element, it might cause legal problems for us and for the people who use, we use, or whatever they do with our data. For completeness, what did we notice for? For the completeness, it was important that you can that you have enough properties on an element to actually identify it, which we have a tendency to say that it's more important than actually full completeness of all available data that could be there. In general, we agreed that we have different applications and each of these applications has its own set of requirements. So what is perfectly fine for one application might be a big problem for someone else. One example was a plot type of scientists. There are some scientists in Wikidata that have a plot type. It could be missing, it is usually missing, it could be incomplete or correct. It doesn't matter for most applications, for others it's very important. Maybe, I don't know. And on the issue of consistency, we noted that elements of a similar type should have a similar level of detail. So for example, all horror movies should agree on at least some type of completeness again, but a consistency in terms of completeness at that point, and also that data should not, obviously should not be conflicting with other data of the elements.
Thank you. Group four now. We know for sure who group four is.
We already know from the beginning. So, about accuracy, well, I can narrow it down to a couple of sentences. So basically, Wikidata can be as accurate as the source is. So we don't want to lose the accuracy of the source, but we cannot be more accurate as the source itself. So basically, since we are a secondary database, we can only rely on how accurate somebody else described the object or the concept or whatever. And also, accuracy is not just a binary value, so it's not just this data is right or is wrong, but it's also how much precise a data can be, which opens all the other problems, which is like too much precision is possibly not accuracy, but false precision. So possibly, Martens is not here. So if you want to understand what does that mean, ask him. And oh, sorry, was it?
So if you have if you have longitude and latitude, and it's 9 or 10 digits on geo coordinates, that's saying something's only centimeters in size. And so if that's on a building or a city, that's excessive precision, even if it's in the source. And we can have date ranges that don't match, that it can be too precise when something's only known to be in a particular quarter century or an age.
And you have seen how accurate this source is, anyway. So about consistency, we talked about consistency as ontology, as values, as linking, and all these kind of things. So ideally, the result of a query should not depend on how you phrase the query, but in terms of how the data are linked with each other, because we identified the risk of having not just not consistent data, but the problem of not finding the value or not being able of taking the right value, like painter or landscape painter. So if you do a query for landscape painters, you just might miss all the other painters and vice versa. So it's also important to find if some data is missing. And about completeness, we started with the having all the items in a catalog issue, and then we started thinking about, okay, what's the problems about living people? So we are missing the date of death because they are living, but are we sure that we actually? Yeah, we also made a joke about it that I'm not reporting, but still, the lack of a data is definitely not the absence itself of the data. So how do we understand the difference between the two things? When an item is incomplete and when the item is complete and is lacking data because there is no data to have. And I think, sometimes there's an ambiguity for unknown value versus the value known not to exist. So basically, somebody that has an occupation on Wikidata, like politician or writer or everything else, did they have that occupation all their life, or did they change occupation during the lifetime, and we are only naming the only reason why he or she is relevant?
Sorry to interrupt. Well, yeah, we ran out of time. I would have liked to have a discussion all together, but I would like to summarize, in course. Interesting that the group 4 pointed out that Wikidata is a secondary database, therefore data can be just as accurate as the sources, because this has been brought up in the request for comment discussion by some Wikidatians. Then it was interesting that somebody noted that the problem sometimes is that we don't know how to spot issues. We know that there are issues, that there are errors, but we don't really know how to spot them. And this is an important thing because, I think it's the first necessary step to understand where errors are and then be able to address them. Regarding completeness, we agreed that, apparently everybody agreed that we don't need to have every entity, everything in the world into Wikidata, but everything that is existing, it's just that we need a minimum completeness, and it was also about consistency. We highlighted the fact that there are several issues with this instance of and subclass of properties, which is something many people lamented about Wikidata. But it was also interesting to see that these issues brought up. They brought up that well, we need a consistent topology because we cannot rely actually on how a query is formulated to get the same result. We have to stable stable structure. And finally, I wanted to underline that it was very, I found it very interesting that they mentioned that, well, accuracy doesn't mean very, very precise. The level of accuracy is actually what we say. We need like data purpose. And with that, I thank everybody for starting to workshop. I hope it was